Testing. Testing. Unfortunately, it seems that we are, in fact, recording. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, the Ho in host Dangerous ASMR, and we're back for another live drunken... No, not live. It's not live. What the fuck am I thinking? I'm too high for this, clearly, which is perfect because we're reading War Moon, people. Not live. You're not here. And if you are, what the fuck? Get out of my closet. Get the fuck out of here. You're hanging up around the... It's not even that big a closet. How I missed you, I don't know. But get out of here and take that camo off, but not until you've left my house, because please don't get undressed in the closet if you're hiding in here. And that's a whole other rapey thing, and I feel like that's maybe my next role play. Who knows? You clicked on it. That means consent for anyone who's listening. That is consent, my friend, to consent to this fantasy. And you... Just like this now, as a warning, you are consenting to possibly the most boring hour of your life. If you're paying good attention to the contents of this horrible story, I'm not even going to pretend. I'm not even going to sarcastically give it a compliment. It's trash. It doesn't even deserve a sarcastic compliment. It's pure grade A garbage. And we're all here for it. So hopefully, if you're here again, for some reason, you either are just a gigantic masochist, in which case, welcome, you're in good company, or you stumbled along here for the very first time, in which case, turn back. It's not too late to save your sanity, and your opinion of me, you know, can remain intact. My reputation is best preserved when I don't say anything about myself at all, and yet here we are. So, without further ado, because I have to force myself to do this shit now. And yes, I am drinking alcohol. He's driven me to drink, ladies and gentlemen. I normally do these things mostly high, but I'm like, you know, maybe a little crossfade won't be such a problem today. I gotta get up there with the moon people. So, you know, cheers to finally getting over this cold. If you hear some sniffling... I don't do cocaine, but maybe I should try. Maybe get something else to get me through this. Who knows? That will power me through. Power me through to the moon. Just kidding. Don't do cocaine. It's bad for you children. Instead, I just have a cold. I'm dying without the excess drugs. You know, so maybe I shouldn't try to speed my way there. I say as I sip a glass of wine at 2 p.m. And proceed to give myself a stroke through my rage. I know I'm a hypocrite. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know I'm aware. So don't fucking judge me. I judge myself accurately enough, unfortunately. God damn it. Ignorance really would be bliss. All right. We're starting with chapter 13. Unlucky number for us because we're reading more moon people. I'm not superstitious otherwise, but this is trash. Hide and seek. He's hiding the good writing. We're seeking it, but it will never be found. It's been hidden in another book. Chapter 13. I'll program my computer. I don't remember who's talking now. One of the many people on the board. One of the red shirts is... Who knows? I'll program my computer to sound an alert. If it sees anything in that region out of the ordinary from this point on... Captain Braemar, would you look way ahead... Way ahead of the last flash on the same heading, asked Commander Kraft. He's not sure. There's a question mark. Also, way ahead? Is that a scientific term? Like, could you imagine you're following your GPS direction and it's like, please look way ahead at the left. Like, wait, I'm sorry. Drive until you reach that thing up there. Way ahead. Like, what? Okay, way ahead. Thanks for the specifics. Yes, sir, that would be us, sir. That heading is coming directly to our solar system toward Pluto, then our sun, sir. What? Commander, there does appear to be something. It appears to be a gas trail, sir. He had Chipotle for lunch. Don't judge him. Give me a minute, sir. How many sirs can you shove in here? Are you padding this story with sirs now? Stop it. It's not even sexy, sir. Get it out of here. Give me a minute, sir, and I'll tell you what kind of gas it is. He's going to put his mouth straight up to his anus, just siphon that shit out. Oh, it tastes like you had beans today. Sorry, it's horrible. I'm making it worse. Sure, Captain. Take your time. Look, there's less oxygen in space. It's the lack of oxygen driving me to make these insane statements, and I won't hear otherwise. Sure, Captain, take your time. Da 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 da. He was hoping for this moment. Spread those cheeks, Capitan. Here it is, sir. It looks like it's a radioactive carbon trail, and it's on that exact heading of the last reported heading of the meteor, sir. Thanks for your specifics. Don't give me the heading, and please don't bother to research what the heading in space would be. No, no. Use vague terms so everyone can understand. Like, it honestly feels like a child coming to tell you about their day, and it's just this inane dribble. And, like, you're like, what'd you do? And you're like, oh, we did it at the playground. And there was the thing really far away, and it was big, boom, go bright. And they're like, wow, cool. That's him. These are this elite group of farting people. What I'm saying is, this is how we're all in this situation right now. You want to blame somebody? We've given the stupidest among us all of the money. Congratulations. It's horrible. We're all David Bramering ourselves, you know? Satisfied on Red Lobster and bologna while the fat, stupid space cats get away with all their meteors and radioactive carbon trails and reconstituted eggs over easy. I never got those. Back in my day, I had to walk 4 miles in the snow to get to the moon, and my eggs over easy were never reconstituted. Ugh, I had to eat chicken periods. Disgusting. And as opposed to dehydrated and then rehydrated and reconstituted chicken periods, filler. Much better. Because they don't taste like food, and that's what I like in the future. I'm sorry. I'm spinning in circles like David Bramer. I can't. These are the people. Could you imagine an intelligence report, like a briefing with these people? What's the intel? Well, as far as we can tell, something way ahead of that flash, sir. The heading, sir, the one that's going straight for us, sir. You know the heading. And he's like, very good. That's all I needed to hear. Okay, so everyone here has traumatic brain injury from the lack of oxygen. Oh my God, okay, it gets worse. What the heck is this? Found it, sir. Then David zoomed in. He zoomed in and enhanced. It appears to be a moon, sir. And it's parked right behind Pluto, sir. It's not moving at all now either, sir. Are you required to use it by contract once per sentence? Is he going to beat you if you don't remind him every time that he's a sir? That's weird. Is this a kink thing? You're kidding me, right? No, sir, I'm not. See? Once a sentence. I'm reporting this to the Admiral, said the commander. Are you sure, Captain, it's not Pluto's regular moon? I'm positive, sir. So what the fuck even are they talking about? There's a moon right behind Pluto, but it's not a moon. It's a gas trail? Something heading into the solar system toward Pluto, and I'm assuming it's the thing that they thought was the moon, but it's not the moon, it's something else, and it's headed toward Pluto, to our solar system, leaving a radioactive carbon trail? Well, you fucking worded that terribly, you stupid assholes. Jesus. Gone around in a fucking baloney circle with your heads up your own asses. Fail. Terrible. If I was here for this whole conversation, like, what the fuck are you all smoking? Can you say this normally? You don't need 17 sentences and 27 sirs to get this across to me. Holy shit. I'm turning into Janice. I'm Janicifying. I'm Janicifying in my rage. It's happening. By the end, I'm going to be full of Janice, and she's coming back, and people are like, no, why? And I'll have done it to myself. That's the worst part. I'm trying not to bring her out. She's horrible. I agree. But it's just, this is just the worst thing ever. Okay. It's not moving at all now either, sir. All those fucking sirs. Mm-hmm. It's not Pluto's regular moon. I'm positive, sir. All of them. They're all sirs. Not only that, Commander, but this moon has the same dimensions as the meteor we were tracking on Earth. Sir, This was the second new sentence. Everything else there was commas. It was a new sentence, a new sir. I'm starting to think it is actually a contractual obligation in the future. Your boss can dictate how often you refer to them in each conversation. You're like, I want to feel important, so say it 5 times. Sir, sir. Sir, it's exactly 10 kilometers in diameter. Exactly? Are you sure it's not about? How do you know exactly? But then you can just say far away. You know that heading, the one. He knows kilometers. He just doesn't know headings. I can see when he goes into detail how much expertise this person has because he was willing to do no research. None. Whatsoever. Everything he says is faulty. It's just always wrong. He's always wrong. He's like the kid that goes multiple choice A through D and he writes in an E, knowing that's not an answer, knowing he made it up himself and he's going to fail. But he's like, no, that was the correct one because I said so. Fucking asshole. Like, certain things are fantasy and certain things you can bullshit. But this is supposed to take place in the planet Earth, my friend. And we have physics and we have rules of the planet Earth. And if you're going to make something about space travel, you should do maybe the tiniest amount of research as to how it's capable instead of just pulling it out of your asshole. But then again, for the man who thinks that one red lobster date followed by a second red lobster date, when mind you, he didn't even know if she liked fish before taking her there to the first time. This says it all. He would try that hard. David Brain, not work so good. Not you, the David who's listening. If you're listening, it's probably not you. And if it is, if this character strikes you as you, get help immediately. Immediately. You need to fix your personality. You don't have to be trash. You can be better than this man. You don't have to settle. This is what settling looks like. If this is NASA 200 years in the future with generations of settling bred in, these are the experts you get. My rage, it knows no bounds. I'm seeing if I can calm my rage. Chill it down. Unlike the meteor, which is piping hot with radioactivity, the meteor that was coming from the constellation of Scorpio was also 10 kilometers in size. The odds of that are 1,000,000 to 1, sir. Admiral, this is Commander Kraft, sir. Apparently, it's multiple people have this requirement. It is his kink. For sure, sir. We have a situation here, Admiral. We've been tracking a carbon trail from that last reported flash of light close to our solar system, and we believe we found a UFO disguised as a moon behind Pluto, sir. Oh, I thought he wasn't going to get the sir in there, but he managed. Yes, I know, Commander. I've been watching everything from my office. Is everyone sure of their readings, Commander? We'll check one more time, sir. Captain, please double-check your readings one more time. He fucking said he was going to. Oh, right. I forgot. Is he the guy with Alzheimer's? I don't remember. Is he the one with, like, dementia? I don't remember which one was. All of them are. Mentally ill. Lack of oxygen. So the dude was like, oh, will you remember? He forgot the guy just said it. He's around, like, 80% oxygenation. He's not all there. He's getting the bins currently. It's the only thing that it can explain the fact that he fucking said it twice. Yes, sir. 2 minutes later. It's yes, sir, comma 2 minutes later. So I'm assuming he told him yes, sir, 2 minutes later. We'll double check your readings one more time. I don't know. It's apparently part of the same sentence. Sir, our ship's computer has just completed its system check on my station, and we are functioning at 100% accurate. Admiral, we are done with our system check, and we are operating at 100% accurate, sir. Why are you telling me it twice again? Is this the red lobster of sentences? It fucking is. I didn't want it once, and you brought it back. Thanks. It's the all-you-can-eat shrimp fest, but instead of shrimp, it's just shitty, unimportant sentences repeated. Apparently they know about his dementia, so they have to repeat it all twice so we can understand and really soak it in like the fucking butter in your lobster cheddar bay biscuits. Nom, nom, nom. It's great for every date. Eat it until you die. Commander, I'm going to have to get back to you. Yes, please go back to Earth. I've got to make a phone call to Earth on this one. He's phoning a friend. It's his lifeline. Let me report our findings and then we will have a briefing on this. Probably two. Admiral, one more question. Should we go to yellow alert? No, Commander. We are real close. But not yet. If that moon starts moving, go ahead to yellow alert. He's like, we're real close, though. Like, the way you speak, the way you don't use proper English for the most basic of terms, I don't want to say that somebody's grasp of the English language necessarily is an indicator of their intellect. I'm sure that you can be very intelligent and not very well read, but oh my fucking God, you're the commander of a starship. I expect you to understand real from really. I'm sorry if my standards are too high. I've heard I'm picky. I should expect garbage dates and thank someone for them with a hearty blowjob and $100 and a handshake and a clap. Sorry, I will not lower my standards to garbage people hobo levels. If you are offended, maybe don't be a garbage person hobo and do better for yourself. Or date another garbage person hobo and high-five each other in the trash. I'm happy for you. But don't expect, you know, like a Victoria's Secret model if you can't leave your double-wide trailer because you're too big and they have to break out a wall. Like, be realistic. You know what I mean? Be realistic. If you want to put forth effort, then expect somebody who, like, will also put forth effort. But don't expect, like, you know, somebody who's, like, a millionaire and gorgeous drop-dead supermodel and you're, you know, I don't know, me. I wouldn't be like, that person's on my level. I'd be like, oh my God, they would never date me. They have so many better options. You know what I mean? So I'm realistic. I would never, that's why I don't get crushes on celebrities. I see pictures of, like, oh, you know, the most gorgeous person of the year or whatever, man, woman, whoever. All I do, I see these celebrities, I'm like, there's no way they would fuck me. Like, I'm sorry. I have a working brain. I know the other people they have access to be with. They have access to, like, the most attractive people. They wouldn't be with me. I don't think I'm hideous, but I'm not a fucking supermodel either. Like, you know, so I'm just saying, David Braemar, I think he's well met with Cheryl because she seems totally chill with the Red Lobster thing. She doesn't seem to care or mind about how slow David is. They share an enjoyment of eggs and, you know, food. So considering that that is like 90% of David's personality up to this point, that's a pretty big deal. You know, so I'm just saying, you get what you give. You know, you're probably not going to get a raise if you half-ass your job, you know? Dating pool's the same way. Like, you got to stop taking it personally. It really is like a resume to this person that you're dating. Like, why should they pick you over anyone else? You got to give them options. And if you're pissed that they pick a worse option over a better option, then you're just not very well tuned in human nature, my friend, and you're going to be disappointed every time. Because realistically, if you were presented with two options and one was somebody who was so-so and the other person was just your type, nobody should attack you for picking the person that's your type, right? Like, or that's more attractive, or that is like has a better personality, is more fun, you know? Like, you got to offer yourself and be like dateable. Be somebody that you'd want to date if you were in the opposite shoes. Don't, like, look at yourself and be like, okay, would I date me? And if the answer is no, then figure out what you could possibly fix to make yourself bangable, you know? Maybe take him to Red Lobster twice. I don't know. I've never gotten as lucky as David. My God, he's getting to go to space. So maybe there's something to it. Maybe I'm overthinking this. Never mind. Me so dumb. Let's keep going. Oh, yeah. What were they saying? They were real. Yep. It was real, real close. Oh, my God. It's so stupid. All right. So, I'll get back to you in a little while, Commander. Yes, sir. About an hour went by. The way this person changes scenes, nothing ever happens in between these things. About an hour went by, and Admiral Benson called back. Commander, I'm setting up a briefing in my office in 1 hour about all of this. That will be 0630. Yes, sir. Then the Admiral said, Commander, we only need you, Captain Braemar, Lieutenant Fisher, and Commander Tice. Do we care about any of this shit? We do not. No, Yes, sir. We'll see you in 1 hour. Thank you, Commander. Yes, sir. Okay, listen up, Commander. All those people's names he just said, we don't want to hear it again. We have a briefing in the Admiral's office in 1 hour at 0630. Everyone said, yes, sir, about the same time. Oh, my God. It's starting to take over in the ship, too. Holy shit, it went from his students to the people on the ship. We're all doomed. Oh, my God, about the same time. Like, I saw the new Suicide Squad. Do they have starfishes on their heads? Like, so many questions. About the same time. Okay, where was I? It's so easy to just... As it got close to 0615, David didn't notice any change on the moon around Pluto. So everyone started to get up and head to the Admiral's office. When they finally arrived, everyone sat down in the Admiral's office where they were already chairs set up. The Admiral stood up and started talking to Commander Kraft for a minute. Then he started addressing everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just received new orders. Is it to party? Because he's fucking drunk. We are to stop on our present course. Course with an A, it's rough. So rough, like the writing. And head to Pluto's moon to check out our new friends. So he is absolutely not himself anymore. He has been taken over mentally. Good to know. Our new friends, and we welcome them as leaders on Earth. Like, what? Is that what you're going to say next? You're not talking like a person. They have been watching this down on Earth. Something else I wanted to talk to you about, and that is how battle-ready we are. For your invasion, friend? All of us really do not have combat experience aboard the Lunar Base 1, and if these aliens are hostile, period, we could be in a lot of trouble. Also period. We don't know if our weapons will be effective. We do know how much more advanced they are from our ship. Wait, we only know they are. So you do not know how much more advanced they are. So you fucking contradicted yourself, you fucking shithead. They don't know how much advanced they are. They just know that they are advanced. Don't pay attention to what he said the first time. That was just a typo. Like repeating himself a million times or like telling us this meeting existed as if we needed to fucking know about how they set up the goddamn meeting. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get cross. It is cool anger. Cold, cold anger. It's just so dumb. Okay. Ooh, I can do this. I didn't know that they found aliens. You think it would have been like a bigger announcement than that? Just, oh yeah, by the way, there's aliens. And let's hope they don't kill us. Ha ha. Like that, I'd require more information. But okay. So there's a good chance that they have more powerful weapons. We have to be alert and know what we are doing in battle. No fucking shit. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Suppose, for instance, in battle, we lose gravity. We would have to fight the battle without gravity. Thank you. I didn't understand the first time. That rephrasing really helps. Also, this ship separates into tree sections. So there's a branch here, a branch there. I'm assuming three, but no, it's a tree. It branches off. It's got roots down in the ground, you know. There's a hole with a fucking owl living in it. It's like Disney paradise, squirrels in your tree sections. We have never tried that yet either. Wow, I'm so fucking relieved you never tried a goddamn thing. You've never tried any of your emergency procedures outside of an emergency. This is what drills are for, you terrible morons. It just confirms the lack of oxygen theory. It's all coming together. I can't explain the ones down on Earth. I'm assuming, like, the guy who set this all up has dementia, which explains why the stupid people are up there. And then while they're up there, they're further deprived of oxygen, making them even dumber. So they make these terrible decisions over and over again. It's the only thing that makes sense. Why they wouldn't run a drill before they fucking meet alien creatures. They're not even testing it before they say hello. I hope you all die. That's the worst idea. Oh my God, you optimistic fucks. I also want us to go watch the Lunar Base 1 battle-ready training video. That'll do it. At our stations, on stage separation, also over and over. before we go into battle. Why are you thinking you're going into battle? I thought you said they were your friends. And second of all, you're learning via video? Are you kidding me? I learned via video for like minimum wage jobs and it taught me jack shit. The same thing's gonna happen. Oh, okay, so I learned self-defense through fucking videos. Yeah, that's how it works. Tell me about all the fucking double black belts that were trained from YouTube that'll take out an actual master. I'm sure it'll do fantastic. Just watch the videos for 2 hours on repeat. You'll be a fucking black belt. Congratulations. No hand-to-hand training. Who needs that? Drills. No thanks. Just rely on your instinct and the videos you've watched on repeat. That always works. Isn't that how we train our soldiers in war? We sit them down for 8 weeks and make them watch a video on battle over and over until they feel like they can do it. Anyway, we're fucking doomed. I also thought they were friends. Was that just a lie to soft sell us in the beginning? And now you're like, no, actually. They were enemies the whole time. Anyway, they were in battle. David spoke up and said, "Sir." He forgot his sir, so he was worried. "Does each section have weapons capability?" "Yes, they do. Our section and the middle section also have a smaller engine on it for power. Front section, you're fucked." "No. We would also have to separate before we approach the enemy. We may not get a second chance." Why are they enemies? I thought they were your friends. Am I the only one that doesn't understand what changed? Was he not referring to the aliens when he said friends? Was he being sarcastic? We may not get a second chance. "I have one more question, sir." Oh my God. Hold on. Everyone who said this is based off Star Trek, please give yourself a round of applause right now. What's that, Captain? "Well, sir, I was wondering if we had any kind of shield, sir, like on Star Trek." He called himself out. You didn't even try to call it anything else, and you even said like on Star Trek. Well, I'm pretty sure the most David Braemar knows about space travel is Star Trek. He's as well-traveled as I am. "Very good question, Captain. I know you researched this very well, like you said you did, when you don't even know if we have shields. Thank you for your immaculate research and the chapter upon chapters you took to decide if you were going to take the job while never researching if they would even defend you from potential alien spacecraft, which apparently you're not surprised to encounter and now fight." There's parts 2 and 3, so it's not hopeful that they all die, but I would be so happy if they did. You know, he's doing as much research as all those people on Facebook. I'm just saying, you know, do your research. It's like, oh, like David Braemar. He watched videos over and over, and now he's a doctor. "Our shields are all over on certain parts of the ship." Oh, all over. That helps me. You know, like when you go on an airplane, the exits, oh, they're just all over. You know. Specifics? Okay. Jeez, picky. You need to lower your standards for shields. All over on certain parts of the ship in vital areas on the outside. The fact that he can never be specific unless it's pounds or eggs. "They are a liquid that turns into the strength of 4 inches of steel when it gets hard, much like your dick. Because of being exposed to the cold of space." Oh, it's like unobtainium from the core. You just made bullshit up. Good to know. "It's a liquid that turns into the strength of 4 inches of steel." How strong is that? What's the tensile strength there? You can tell me anything? How strong is that? Can it actually propel like a single bullet or will it just shoot through it? Because like, and sound that great, my friend. "They also have heaters on them to turn back into a liquid state again. All of our windows have a thick piece of steel for shutters that close when we go to red alert." "Wow, that's impressive." "Thank you, sir," said David. "Steel shutters." I'm pretty sure they use those in Florida for hurricanes. That is impressive, and that is what you have for the windows on your spacecraft against advanced alien technology that, for all we know, has a laser that could bore straight through 4 inches of steel, no problem. In fact, I'm pretty sure we have those now. So, it is not good defense, and it is not impressive, except maybe for the 10-year-old who wrote this story. Holy fucking shit! That is not good against a hurricane! You are in space against an alien threat with probable much stronger weapons, and your first thought is, we're going to fight them, don't worry, we have our steel shutters. And our tree ship. Oh my god, and they turned it a liquid, and they turned it a thick piece. And of course, piece was P-E-A-C-E, that's the only piece they know. Anytime, Captain, that was a good question. Suck his dick harder. Does that make everyone feel at ease? Not feel, fill. Feel at ease. Everyone said, yes, sir. I should have had the ship's doctor on this briefing, too. Well, why do you care? It's a lack of oxygen. Just let it all go. How's all of our weapons look, Commander? All of our weapons? How's all our weapons look? I'm sure he's looked over all of them, so he would know. Are we battle ready? Yes, sir. We've watched the video many times. The only thing is, we have never tested them in battle. Of course you didn't. Or in a drill. Why would you test anything? I hope it all explodes when you try to use it for the first time, you stupid, stupid motherfuckers. Did they not ask a single person with, like, one brain cell between them to say, hey, why don't you test any of this before you're in battle? Why don't you test to see if it works before you need it in an emergency situation? Yeah, you're right. The best time to test something is when you need it in an emergency and nobody's thinking clearly. That's really the best time. So if you have problems, you're certainly screwed and you die immediately. That's really the best time to find out something doesn't work. When you're in an emergency battle with an unknown alien force. Holy shit, you better hope this is like M. Night Shyamalan. You can beat him with a glass of water. Because otherwise you're fucked, you fucking idiots. I'm sorry, this is like, everyone's at ease now. Because hopefully they're part of the hive mind. And they're unable to feel any fear because the star has taken over their amygdala or something. And they're no longer able to be rational. And or their oxygen levels are so low. They're basically just in dreamland. So of course they're not worried. They know they're about to die in 10 minutes. All right, okay. But all systems are operating at 100%, sir. I mean, presumably. Fucking Schrodinger's operating systems. Also, our 5 shuttles are in good operating condition. Question mark, I would add, because you don't fucking know. They're brand new and their weapons are ready to go too, sir. We need to put our pilots and shuttles and our clinics on standby and readiness. Your clinics, okay. I will go brief the head doctor after we leave here, sir. When did they turn into enemies? When did this go from they're our friends to our enemies? I mean, I understand it's a possibility, but he stopped talking about it as a possibility. He's like, no, yeah, we're fighting them. You're not even going to try to be like, hey, you're friendly, right? Like, no, just go in blasting. Oh my God. Clearly Trump's won in the future. just go in blasting. Guns blazing. Just go in. Mm. Okay, so let's hope they work. I will go brief the head doctor after we leave here, sir, said Commander Kraft. Then Admiral Benson called Lieutenant Parsons on the bridge. Lieutenant Parsons, we need to change course and speed. They want it refined. Go ahead and plot a course to Pluto and raise our speed to Mach 7. Ah, you guys, you're making fun of it now. Now they're at Mach 7. Of course, it's M-O-C-K, not M-A-C-H. So they're mocking 7. I don't know what that is. Who knows what Mach 7 is? It's fake 7. What's fake 7? Stop asking. It's classified. Yes, sir. I'm laying our new course and speed in now, sir. How coarse? Which course would you choose? Coarseness, like fine grind, medium, coarse, like really coarse? They want it just coarse? They're changing their course. I don't know how coarse they want it now. I'm just confused. Mach 7. Fake 7 coarseness. Who knows what that is? Grind size 7. We will all be joining you back on the bridge in a few minutes. Of course, all at once. Our hive mind demands it. Sir. Okay, Samander. Tice, you go brief Dr. King, and I want everyone else to it's Martin Luther King. And I want everyone else to practice emergency procedures back on the bridge. Ooh, maybe we'll get another chapter where they're talking about red alert and yellow alert. That was so exciting last time. Oh my God, it was amazing. When we do get back to the bridge, does everybody understand what we will all be doing? Not me. If not, at your station on your computer, go to protocol and then go to your each individual station. You already were at the station on your computer. All right, go there again. In case you got lost, like the fucking commander, I'm sure. And it will tell you what your duties are and emergency procedure. Your duty is to die like a patriot. To about any scenario, this briefing is officially over. Wow. I love that that's how he ends it. He should just be like, Commander, out! And then he should do like a flip and like moonwalk off the stage. Then everyone said, yes, sir. Okay, then let's all head back to the bridge and study, replied the Admiral. Everyone said, yes, sir, and headed back to the bridge. On the way back, you could tell, David was thinking, what did I get myself into? Yeah, he just realized they didn't test anything, and he's like, I should have read the pamphlet. It's like, instead of thinking about eggs for 5 days, he should have fucking researched at all. When everyone arrived at the bridge, they started practicing and studying all of the emergency procedures, including some combat strategies. They studied for a couple of hours. Then all of a sudden, one of David's lights on his station console started to flash. David looked down and seen it and started to identify what it was. So specific. He's seen it with his own two eyes. He identified it. Let me guess. It was a light on his station console. It was the moon ship. It was on the move. Admiral, our moon friend is on the move. Well, here we go, campers. Stop trying to be funny. We hate you. Commander Tice, go to yellow alert.
Yes, sir. Go to yellow alert now, sir.
Suddenly, the yellow light started flashing on the wall, and you heard the Navy whistle go off for 5 seconds. And it's like, and then it was just the flashing yellow light again. What direction is it headed, Captain? Sir, the moon ship was going away from us slowly, and then they changed course and speed, and now it's coming directly at us at a high rate of speed, sir. Commander Tice, go to red alert and come to full stop, and let's turn on and try them shields out. Yeehaw, and they all fucking shot their rifles in the air.
Put everything on the main view.
This is one hell of a way to try everything out. Yeah, I know. It's a terrible way. That way belongs in hell, just like you will once you die, because they fail in the moment. Like, they might succeed. Sure, congratulations, your stupidity didn't cause your death. That's not something to celebrate. You're still a fucking idiot. And honestly, you surviving in this situation, if you're this stupid, probably not a great thing for the entire human race as a whole, or the moon people race. You know, we're better off if you're gone, maybe. So just let the moon death take you. Okay. Let's prepare for all three separations, said the Admiral. Three or tree, who knows. Commander Kraft, you will need to go to the aft section. Because he had Kraft in his name. So, of course, he puts the aft in Kraft. And take charge and prepare for separation. Commander Tice, you need to go take command of the middle section and prepare for separation. Remember, gentlemen, we're on red alert. Yeah, I'm sure they forgot in the 2 seconds since this happened. You have 15 minutes. To get there and get strapped in and get situated. Lieutenant Courtney, contact USS Lunar Base 2 and 3 and Earth and confer with them. Let's get a four-way conference call going, Lieutenant. Yes, sir. A couple of minutes went by and Lieutenant Courtney and Admiral said, Admiral, sir, I don't know if it's the guy or the dude or the girl. I'm just going to assume it's a dude. The USS Lunar Base 2 is going to launch in 10 minutes, sir. They're going to position themselves between us, no, themselves, with an F, not a V, an F, themselves, with an apostrophe, too. Them, space, self, apostrophe, S. Know the horror I am reading. You can't imagine. Between us and Lunar Base 3 and Earth, sir, then they're going to separate and defend Earth in case we don't stop them, sir. Earth is launching more shuttles to dock with Lunar Base 3.
Sir, they are readying their ground missiles and their lasers. Sir, this... Why is this going so quickly? 0 to 100 and not in a good way. You're just ready to kill everybody and you've not even once tried to make actual contact, like talking to them. They are readying their ground missiles and their lasers, sir. Yes, yes. Good. It sounds like we've got a good plane. P-L-A-I-N. So, a few more minutes went by, and first Commander Tice reported in, and then Commander Kraft reported in, because he was lazy and he was later. Are we all about ready for separation? Separate my brain from my body. I'm done. Both Commander Kraft, Kraft, and Commander Tice said, affirmative, Admiral. Then the Admiral said, prepare for separation on my mark. Now go for full separation. That was fast. All of a sudden, we started to separate. I guess they, we, who cares? Tenses, what's that? Me, you, I don't know who I am. Who are you? You're still here. What the fuck? Hopefully you fell asleep. I know. I would have if I could have. Separation was going smoothly to everyone's surprise. Yes, something went right. For once, with these bunch of fucking morons, they clearly were not responsible for building this spacecraft. Otherwise, it'd be made out of, like, cardboard, and they'd burn up as soon as the engine went off. All right. Admiral, our alien moonship. It's yours now? Admiral, our alien moonship, we love him so much. We'll be here in 6 minutes. Well, commanders, let's warm up our engines and get in our... Okay, hold on. They're about to sound like some Power Rangers, so... Please listen to this and try to take it seriously. Well, commanders, let's warm up our engines and get in our half-diamond defense stance. You're getting in your half-diamond defense stance? How so? Are the people going to get like that, or is the three ships going to separate into a triangle diamond defense stance? Okay. This is what the video teaches you. Ready all weapons. Sir, our alien guests are slowing to stop. Commanders, I hope all of your shields are up and operating. Okay, let's follow my lead, commanders. I'm going to try to communicate with them first. Our first alien contacts. Admiral, the Lunar Base 2 are almost into full separation, sir. The Lunar Base 2 is now in position, sir. All right, that's chapter 13. We're going to go to chapter 14. I'm going to take a drink here for a second, because holy shit. Chapter 14 is Our New Friends. All of a sudden... The alien ship was right in front of the Admiral's USS Lunar Base 1. Open a line to the alien ship, Lieutenant, with a nice greeting, and they are showing a ship from, it's either Star Trek or Star Wars, but it is definitely not their ship. But who cares about copyright? I mean, I'm reading their story right now. Shh, copyright, what's the thing? Open a line to the alien ship, Lieutenant, with a nice greeting. As opposed to, fuck you cocksuckers, we're battle ready, we've watched so many videos back to back, you can't take us, America, I don't know. What language, sir? Let's try English, Lieutenant. What about alienese? I'm sure he would just say that. Yes, sir. There was a pause of about 5 minutes, and then, sir, we are receiving a return message in English. Put it on the comm, Lieutenant. Yes, sir. Hello, people from Earth. We are on a peaceful mission of exploration for other life forms to make friends and trade only. We mean you no harm. We would like to meet with you and get to know you better. Please do not be bothered by my appearance. Oh, by our appearance. See, my appearance, that's what I say to people when I go into stores. Please do not be bothered by my appearance. This is Admiral Benson of the USS Lunar Base Uno. We had hoped this because... We would like the same thing very much, too. To be honest, we only watch videos. We're not trained at all. Don't let this diamond defense stance fool you. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Your appearance will not bother us, and we mean you no harm. We just have a few questions for you. One, Well, what were you doing around the planet Pluto? It's not a planet anywhere, you stupid ass. That is on the outskirts of our solar system. Are you the ship that was coming from the constellation of Scorpio? One final question. Does this make my butt look big? No. What are you doing in our solar system? Then the aliens started communicating again.
We did not want to frighten you, so we were behind your planet Pluto. It's not a planet, though, but really, never mind. Observing you. We found that many planets get very frightened when we come directly to their home planet, because apparently most planets have fucking life forms, even though we never discussed that before.
Many planets? Not like people, not like creatures, not anything. Planets? The planet itself doesn't feel anything. It's a big hunk of rock. I mean, not even all rock. There's gas planets and all kinds of shit. So the planet's not feeling anything. It's not a living planet. The planet is, like, it's not a fucking thing, okay? Like, we saw Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not a fucking thing, okay? But whatever, the planets get afraid. Oh, no. They're so close. We come directly to their home planets. The planets get afraid when you come directly to their home planet. The planet has a planet. That's what you said, you stupid shit. You mean people, but okay.
Because of obvious reasons, we meant no harm. We have been watching you for a few of your years.
Ew, stalker.
We would like to be your friends.
Nice guy. He's totally trying to get in Earth's pants.
We are like you in many ways, but our appearance is different from yours. Our appearance does frighten some worlds.
What the fuck? Some worlds? They just don't know people are not worlds.
We are not out to hurt anyone. We have also been monitoring your satellite communications and your television network. We like a lot of your movies, too.
Oh, they want to fuck. They want to fuck for sure. You know if they're looking at our media, there's so much sex they've consumed. And people, like, look, the smarter a creature gets, the hornier it gets. It's just the way it is in nature. You get more perverted, the smarter you get, right? The more you can fuck for pleasure, the weirder creatures get to try to obtain greater levels of pleasure, right? Like, your brain gets more inventive, and ergo, like, look at my channel. I'm a normal, intelligent human being, and look at this fucking shit, weird-ass shit that we put out all the time. Me, my writers, you listening to it here? Like, I think all of us, the kinky freaks we are, we're clearly very intelligent. Let's stroke ourselves off just as hard as this guy is in Moon People, because we like weird shit. And so these aliens, they're going to be dying to fuck some human strange. That's where they're like, please don't let our appearance scare you, because we're down to bone. Like, oh, you have no idea. You haven't seen all the weird stuff. They've only gotten popular media. They haven't seen the internet yet. If they saw the internet, they'd be like, oh, never mind. Like, there will be a subset of humans that can't wait to fuck us because we're aliens. Like, you have nothing to worry about, aliens. Trust me. There are some freaks on Earth. I know some of them are listening here, too, right? Alien strange? How ugly are we talking? Like, I'm curious. How good are you or pleasure, alien? Are you, like, a sexy alien? Are you, like, a really ugly alien where it's like, never mind, I can't even get aroused by that? But maybe they have a good personality. You look over that. You look over the fact they look like a puddle of snot or something. Anyway, let's see.
We like a lot of your movies, too. We only want to have a peaceful friendship with you, with benefits, and to exchange technologies and possibly do some trade of genetic material. We come from the fourth planet, from the star you call Antares in the constellation of Scorpio.
You know how more alien and weird as it goes on, but I don't give a singular fuck.
We are on planets all over the universe and we do a lot of trade all over the galaxy.
Stop fucking rubbing it in, okay?
Lunar base 2 and 3, stand down.
Oh, wait, it's not them anymore, never mind. Lunar base 2 and 3. Stand down to yellow alert. Yeah, he doesn't tell them what to do. If he did, I'd be like, oh, shit. Lieutenant Parsons, stand down to yellow alert. Well, we are hoping we could get together with you and celebrate with a good meal. No, they probably eat people. You are the good meal. To serve man. So we could get to know one another a little better. Ooh, he's inviting him in. Oh, would you like to come over to my place? Get to take that uncomfortable alien clothing off. Here on Earth, we say hello by fucking.
It's not the aliens, you're smarter than that. We was also hoping you could send us some of your recipes. And we will prepare a great feast for you, said the Admiral. Do you even know if you have the ingredients that are available in his universe on our
on our base or planet. I guess they don't think about this. They just want to bone. He's thinking with his dick. Aliens. Thankfully, he put this in little quotes so I can tell.
Thank you, Admiral. That is very kind of you. We are honored. We will bring some of our recipes, but we will eat whatever you are eating.
Assuming you're not going to get sick and die from it, since it's, you know, you don't know it's an alien food, but I guess in this planet as well, they throw caution to the wind. They say, medical science, reason, logic, into that black hole with you. And Captain Bramer into my alien hole, apparently. Maybe they'll like Red Lobster, too.
We look forward to trying your foods. If you want, Admiral, you could send a transport, and we will bring it into our cargo bay doors with a tracking beam for safety. Then we will load onto your ship and come to you. Come, if that is all right.
That's excellent, sir. By the way, what do we call your people?
My ship is in your language. The Galumpa,
which is horrible. Galumpa? Oh, you could have had a sexier name, my friend. Galumpa.
Which means, in your language, the Star Lion, or Star King of the Beast, and my name, in short, is called Captain Tudmoke. My people are also called Paulines.
Excellent, Captain. Glad to meet you. We will send one of our shuttles to pick you up in about 1 hour, and we will drop you off after we eat. They're going on a date. If it all goes well, they're gonna fuck.
Then Captain Tudmoke said, very good, Admiral. We will see you then.
I look forward to dinning with you, Captain Tudmoke. It is a great honor. The Admiral finished his communique with Captain Tudmoke. Everyone was looking at each other with a kind of funny look. You know what it's like when you and all the other Borg people look at each other with your collective hive mind like, what? People with DID be like, what? The Admiral said, well, that could not have gone any better. Captain Bramer, I'm going to my office to check it, and you are in charge of the bridge. Lieutenant Courtney, when I get to my office, I want you to patch all of the communications with Lunar Base 2 and 3 and the Earth to my office. I will be there in 3 minutes. I will let you know when I'm ready. Thank you, sir. Oh, yes, sir, Admiral. Captain Bramer, stay on yellow alert unless I tell you different, and keep them shields on.
And keep them shields on. Keep them shields on, boy. You don't need a whipping.
Yes, sir. David started thinking, wow, I've been at work for 48 hours and I'm already in charge of the ship. He's peeing himself a little. I wonder what tomorrow's going to bring. 3 minutes went by, and like clockwork, the Admiral contacted the bridge. He knows how long it takes him to come, and had the calls transferred to him. The Admiral started talking with the President of the United States. Well, Mr. President, what do you think about our current situation? Admiral, I'm just a corpse that's been propped up by other people for the last 3 years. I mean, look at the ages of our politicians nowadays. You think whoever's going to be president when this happens is going to be coherent? No, they're going to be like 97 years old, wheeled around on sticks, you know? While the puppet master behind them, like, yes, the president agreed to that. Like, look at the last people that have been president. They're all sickly. I want a president I don't feel like it's going to die in the next, like, 2 months. I want a president that a stiff breeze could blow by and I wouldn't worry that they would fall down and break a hip and die. Is that so much that I want a president who's worried about how they act in office because they think they'll be alive in the next 10 years? Is that so much to ask? Apparently so. My apologies. What I really want is fucking billionaires having all the wealth and my fucking presidents to belong in retirement homes is the best. Trash, I say. Trash. I should go to the moon. No, it's just worse. Admiral, I just want to say what a great job you're doing. We are all watching you down here on Earth. You're on every channel. I would like you to continue on what you just set up. I could not have done a better job than you just did, Admiral. Have you seen the presidents lately? That's not impressive. What the last, like, many years has taught me is anyone can be president. Anyone can. You don't have to do jack shit. They will come in there and prop you up like any other puppet. It's cool. You just have to chill in your comfy seat and smile and wave. Like, damn, anyone can be president. We were lied to as kids. Maybe one day you could be president. Bitch, anyone could be president. The person, like, crack it on the street, president. Who knows? We don't even know anymore, man. It's 2021. Shit's wild. Who knows who's going to be president now? That doesn't mean anything anymore. A dog could be president, and they probably do better than a lot of our presidents. Whew, I'm not getting into this. I mean, dogs and aliens on the moon, that's it. I'm just waiting to see if they fuck. They better do better than Red Lobster dinner if they want them to get that alien dick. That's all I'm saying. Or I don't even know if they got a dick. Alien hole, alien proboscis, alien, like, tentacle, alien weird, like, channel into some strange pleasure dimension. I don't know. I mean, it's impressive. So I don't care what the president has to say. I mean, he's just filler in between the alien sex, you know? And if the alien sex doesn't happen, so disappointed. Go ahead and have your dinner and get to know our new friends. Stop referring it that way. It's weird and cult-like. The whole world can't wait to see what our new friends... Every time I point it out, it's like he wants to just rub it in the next sentence. Stop. You know what their names. That is disrespectful not to use, like, the actual name of the race, which was dumb as hell, so I've forgotten it, but I'm not the fucking president. Okay? You should refer to them as them. Like, I don't know why I'm trying to make this book better. It's never gonna happen. I need to accept it. Oh, God, we will be watching from down here. We'll know more after your dinner, and we'll have another conference afterwards. So once again, keep up the good work. Admiral Benson, I would also like to give my first combat promotion. Admiral, I'm making... He's not in combat. Admiral, I'm making you Admiral of our space fleet. He's already the Admiral. Is it of the moon, and now it's the fleet? Admiral, I'm making you Admiral. That's just my favorite part of the entire... You're the head of all the base stations and anything else that's in space in this solar system. Oh, thank you, sir. I don't know what to say. Doesn't really matter. You can say anything here. None of it will be of use. No, thank you, Admiral, said the president. Just keep up the great work you're doing, Admiral. You should have seen it down here on Earth, Admiral. I know you made him a double admiral. You don't need to keep saying it. They all just repeat it. It was live on all the networks. When you and Lunar Base 2 separated and when you went to Red Alert, just like on TV. How was it all on the... It was unbelievable. And when the alien spaceship parked right in front of you, I truly believe you could have heard a pin drop anywhere on Earth. It was historical, Admiral, to say the least. Also, I wanted to tell you that whatever you do, don't pick a fight with our new friends. You have done a perfect job up till now. How did they get that entire thing on live TV to Earth from space? Like, in HD, so they could tell exactly what they were doing? I feel like this whole moon base was... This whole thing was, like, brought to you by some, like, channel, you know? Like, why are you all watching every moment live? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make sense of something that will make no sense. It is hurting my brain. We're counting on you, Admiral. Thank you very much, sir. No, thank you, sir. Sir, 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 sir. Good luck, Admiral. The president hung up the phone and the Admiral headed back to the bridge. When the Admiral arrived back at the bridge, he told Lieutenant Courtney to call the docking bay and ready the shuttle and set up our dinner right there by the landing bay in the briefing room. Contact the kitchen and go ahead and start setting up. Thank God we're getting back to food, which this man finally knows. Admiral, sir, the kitchen called about a minute before you arrived, and they want to know what they should prepare for dinner, sir. What's our choices, Lieutenant? Well, sir, we have just about everything here as we do on Earth. So may I recommend, why don't we have a couple of vegetarian meals and a couple of meat entrees, sir? That means nothing. Thanks for being vague and doing nothing. That means fucking nothing. What entrees? Just whatever? Is it meat on a plate? What are you making? Very good, Lieutenant. You know, I was just thinking maybe we should not serve any meat. We can have it ready in case they ask for it, but only if they ask for it. Why? You don't know that you don't even know what they eat. Why are you serving them anything? It could kill them. How do you know their digestive system can even work with what you're giving them? All right, whatever. We can have it ready in case they ask for it. Don't make that. That's weird. Okay, Lieutenant. Yes, sir, said the lieutenant. Also, Lieutenant, contact Commander Tice on his ship. Why don't you just say Tice? You could just use the last name. You really don't need to use his honorific every time. Just say Tice. Just Tice. Tice. Tice, Tice, Tice. He's a commander, yes, but we know who Tice is. He's the one Tice. Yes, he's commander. Holy fuck. There's just so many unnecessary words in here. There's so many words. It had so... Like, the name Paddington Essay is so apt because there's so many words that say so fucking little. Holy shit, like this Drunken Dangerous. I'm repeating the same point over and over, but I can't understand it. I'm trying to make it make sense. Okay. Also, tell Tice to send the shuttle in 15 minutes. I'm removing the commanders now. Fuck you. One more thing. I want everyone on their nicest behavior at this dinner. Also, Kraft, stay alert, and you're in charge of operations while Bramer and myself, and also Tice, King. Also, I want a couple of our largest security in full dress to join us. I didn't even finish a sentence. In fact, I want all of us in full dress uniforms, okay, everyone? I just listed as dismissed. Go get in full dress uniforms. Also, I like that. That was horrible. We will meet down in the cargo bay areas where they have set up dinner with who? Whom is it? Whom? Our new friends. Okay. I am not going to read this entire chapter because it is incredibly fucking long. Our new friends. I'm going to end it here. On page 686, or location 686. Halfway into chapter 14, because it is long as hell, and they might even get through the entire dinner by the end of this chapter, but it is at least like 7 more pages, and I have neither the time nor the patience to go through more of this at this current moment. As you can tell, my cold anger didn't work, and I'm clearly edging closer and closer toward insanity. Maybe I'll get there next time. Hopefully, you will join me back here as we suffer through their first meeting of aliens and maybe fucking. I'm really hoping so. Fingers crossed. So join me next time, won't you, as we slog through more of this trash with moon people. And hopefully, I will see you torture yourself then. And yeah, I love you guys. All right, I'll see you then. Mwah. Bye. I'm free.